Can health checkup costs be claimed under indemnity medical insurance? As a rule, preventive health checkup costs are not covered by indemnity medical insurance, but the costs of follow-up tests or treatment prompted by abnormalities found during a checkup may be covered. Claim eligibility depends on medical records, itemized costs, enrollment date, and individual policy terms. Preventive checkups received while asymptomatic, such as national health screenings or comprehensive company health checkups, are generally not covered by indemnity medical insurance. Costs for biopsies, polypectomies, and other procedures performed to diagnose or treat diseases or abnormalities found during a checkup may be covered following review. In many cases, only additional medical expenses shown to be for treatment are covered, rather than the entire checkup cost. Because a credit card receipt alone does not show the details of the care provided, you should prepare a medical expense receipt, itemized statement, confirmation of treatment, or procedure records. Indemnity medical insurance benefits and fixed benefit surgical coverage for polyp removal are reviewed under different policy terms and criteria. Spending money on a health checkup does not mean that all of it can be reimbursed through indemnity health insurance, commonly referred to as actual cost insurance. The key is whether the medical service was intended for prevention or screening, or for the diagnosis or treatment of an already detected disease. Even if you receive a checkup and treatment at the same medical institution on the same day, the checkup fee may be excluded, while only the costs corresponding to additional tests or procedures may be covered. The final determination is based on the terms of your policy, when you enrolled, your medical records, and the itemized medical bill. Why health checkup costs are generally not covered. Indemnity health insurance covers medical expenses you actually incur due to illness or injury in accordance with the policy terms. By contrast, national health checkups, comprehensive company-sponsored checkups, and individually selected comprehensive checkups are preventive or screening tests intended to determine in advance whether an asymptomatic person has a disease. Accordingly, the following costs are generally not covered by indemnity health insurance. Basic items included in national health checkups, comprehensive checkup packages provided by a company or selected by an individual, optional tests added without specific symptoms, or a physician's medical judgment, costs of endoscopy, ultrasound, CT, MRI, and similar procedures performed simply to check one's health. Non-medical costs included in a checkup package, such as lodging, meals, and convenience services. What matters is not the label national health checkup itself, but the purpose of the test and the nature of the expense. If you have symptoms and a physician orders the same test to diagnose a disease, it may be regarded as a diagnostic test rather than a health checkup. If you received additional tests or treatment during a checkup, if an abnormal finding is identified through a health checkup, and a physician determines that diagnosis or treatment is necessary and performs an additional medical service, that portion may be covered. However, this does not mean that the entire initial checkup fee will also be covered. Situation general assessment: what to check. Routine upper endoscopy or colonoscopy performed without abnormal findings difficult to cover, because it is regarded as a preventive checkup expense purpose of the checkup. Whether it was ordered by a physician, polyp discovered and removed during a colonoscopy, the polypectomy and related medical expenses may be covered. Procedure record, diagnosis, pathology test, whether costs are separated. Biopsy performed after a lesion is found during a checkup may be covered if medical necessity is established. Test results, medical records, itemized bill. Physician orders an additional test after an abnormal ultrasound finding may be covered if intended to diagnose a disease. Connection between the abnormal finding and the additional test. Expensive test added at the patient's request without abnormal findings difficult to cover, because it is regarded as a preventive or optional test. Whether there was a specific medical judgment by a physician, routine follow-up testing for an abnormal finding not automatically excluded. Assessed according to medical necessity and policy terms. Existing diagnosis, follow-up test order, medical records when checkup, and treatment costs are paid together. A hospital may list the checkup fee and additional treatment costs on a single receipt. To distinguish covered expenses, the insurer may request an itemized medical bill, procedure confirmation, or medical records. Rather than claiming the total amount of the checkup package, it is advisable to separate and submit the following items. Initial health checkup, cost additional consultation fees incurred after the abnormal finding was identified, biopsy and pathology test costs, treatment costs, such as polypectomy, prescription drug, and medical supply costs. If the hospital cannot clearly separate the costs, the insurer may recalculate the covered amount based on the medical records and billing details. Criteria for assessing endoscopy and sedation costs: the cost of sedated endoscopy is neither always covered nor always excluded. Sedation selected to make a basic checkup more comfortable may be regarded as an incidental checkup expense. By contrast, if it is documented as medically necessary sedation during a covered test or treatment, the outcome may differ depending on the policy terms and claims assessment. The following factors are reviewed together when making the determination: whether the endoscopy itself was a health checkup or treatment for a disease, whether the sedation was billed as part of the treatment process, the item and code under which it was listed on the itemized medical bill, how the applicable indemnity health insurance policy defines the expense. Therefore, rather than concluding that sedation costs can never be claimed, it is more accurate to submit the itemized bill to the insurer for confirmation. Check coverage for polyp removal and surgical benefits separately if a gastric or colorectal polyp is removed endoscopically. You can check whether not only indemnity health insurance, but also a surgical benefit rider or separate fixed benefit surgical insurance applies. The two types of coverage pay benefits differently. Category: indemnity health insurance, fixed surgical benefit coverage. Coverage method reimburses eligible medical expenses actually incurred. Up to the coverage limit, pays a predetermined amount if the procedure qualifies as surgery under the policy terms, main assessment documents, receipt, itemized bill, medical records, surgery confirmation, diagnosis, name of surgery, policy definition of surgery. Deductible applied according to the policy terms generally differs from the deductible method used for indemnity health insurance. Multiple claims proportional reimbursement applies across multiple indemnity insurance policies. Each fixed benefit policy is assessed according to its own terms, even if a procedure name such as EMR or ESD is recorded. A fixed surgical benefit is not paid automatically, nor is the decision based solely on the medical institution's billing code. The insurer reviews the definition of surgery, surgery classification table, riders, diagnosis, and actual details of the procedure under the policy terms in effect when you enrolled. Documents required for an indemnity health insurance claim. Required documents may vary by insurer and claim amount, so you should first check the insurer's official app, website, or customer service center. The following documents are generally used: basic documents, insurance claim form, consent form for personal data processing and verification of medical information documents, verifying the claimant's identity, bank account information for receiving the insurance payment, medical bill, and receipt, itemized medical bill documents proving additional tests or procedures, medical treatment confirmation, outpatient treatment confirmation, or medical certificate, endoscopy procedure record, or surgery confirmation, test results, and histopathology report, medical records, documenting the physician's order for additional testing, prescription, drug receipt, and prescription. Because a fee is charged for issuing a medical certificate, you do not need to obtain one in advance for every claim. It is more efficient to ask the insurer whether a medical treatment confirmation or procedure confirmation is sufficient before preparing the documents. A credit card receipt only shows that payment was made and generally does not identify the patient, treatment items, or breakdown of medical expenses. Do not submit only the card receipt. Prepare the medical bill and receipt issued by the medical institution, along with the itemized bill. Steps to take before filing a claim: check your insurance coverage. Confirm whether you have indemnity health insurance and a surgical benefit rider, as well as when you enrolled. Separate checkup and treatment costs. Ask the hospital's billing office for an itemized bill showing the checkup fee, additional test fees, and procedure fees. Obtain records showing the purpose of treatment. Prepare documents recording the abnormal finding, physician's judgment, diagnosis, and procedure name. Check each insurer's required documents. Documentation requirements may differ for small claims and surgical benefit claims. Claim indemnity and fixed benefit coverage separately. If you underwent a procedure such as polypectomy, separately check your surgical benefit rider. Review the assessment results by item. If only part of the claim was paid, ask which expenses were classified as checkup costs or exclusions under the policy terms. What to check if the claim is not paid? The fact that an insurance claim was not paid does not necessarily mean it was unfairly denied. First, ask the insurer for the reason for the denial or reduction and the applicable policy provision. Reviewing the following points can help you decide whether to file an objection. Whether the insurer separated the initial checkup fee from the additional treatment. Costs, whether the medical records show a connection between the abnormal finding and the additional tests or treatment. Whether any receipts or itemized bills are missing, whether the policy terms in effect when you enrolled were confused with the standards for products currently being sold, whether the assessment results for indemnity health insurance and the surgical benefit rider were checked separately. If additional documentation could change the decision, you can supplement the claim with medical records or a procedure confirmation from the hospital and request reassessment. For disputes that cannot be resolved through the insurer's explanation, you can review the Financial Supervisory Service's financial consumer counseling and complaint procedures. Key takeaways: the basic cost of a health checkup is generally not covered by indemnity health insurance because it is preventive. However, if a physician performs additional testing, a biopsy, or treatment due to an abnormal finding discovered during the checkup, those medical expenses may be covered. What matters is not the fact that you received a health checkup, but what abnormality was found, why the additional medical service was necessary, and how the costs were separated. Because policy terms vary by insurance product and enrollment date, prepare the medical documents, and then confirm the final criteria with the applicable insurer.